Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, y'all. I think we got some action. So, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Glad to have you guys back. So, last week, I realized that I have been having technical difficulties for the last 2 weeks, and I did not know. So I see a couple of folks on. If you guys can send me a quick text just to make sure you can hear me okay, that would be greatly appreciated. I just want to make sure we are good. It sounds like we are because I logged in on air. I mean, once it count down to come on air, it was no mishaps. So let's see. One moment, let me check my messages. All right. Thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you, Tanya. Great. Because, man, I was feeling away last week. We had people calling me. We had people online. And we had people in the studio. And they couldn't hear. All they heard was music. And it took, like, almost a whole show for somebody to say something like, hey, like, y'all know I'm on air and I'm on time. With that being said, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll see you, Tashawn. Tashawn, let me tell you guys something real quick. My grandson definitely always support me. Tashawn, text me if you can hear me. He literally stayed on the whole call, the whole show last week, thinking that I was, like, running late. It's like, you know you're not late. So I'm excited. I did contact them, so... they supposed to fix it, so apparently they fixed it. So thank you, everybody. Tanya, I see you out there. Sissy, I see you out there. I see you guys out there. Thank you for tuning in. So I just want to kind of get that out the way. So today, I just got a call about an hour ago from my humble co-host who said that he could not make it to the show. So I called someone, and I say, hey, I can't do the radio today because I don't have a co-host, right? But while I was waiting for him to pick up the phone, I'm like, maybe I should just ask him to, you know, support me or whatever. So he said he would, but he also said that I should not stop the show because, you know, someone not showing up. So with that being said, I'm going to try to do this show. This was his topic. So, as they say, the show must go on, so I am going to, you know, try to do the best I can. Normally, with the co-hosts, I kind of let them, you know, lead the show with their topic or whatever. So, I should know something about the strength of a woman, because that is today's topic. I didn't have time to switch up and find another one, so I am... gonna roll with the same topic that was scheduled for today. So, Jerome, I don't remember what your number is. If you already logged on, can you hit me up? If not, I'm just gonna roll with it. Also, this is a 1 hour show. I have to keep it. I definitely have to keep it 1 hour tonight because I started a project in this house and I have to make sure I finish it before I lay down for the night. So we have to end the show at 8. Please try to get your comments in, your responses and things like that by 8 o'clock. 1 hour should be pretty cool for us to get in and get out and go from there. Let's see. He's not on yet. Hold on 1 second, guys. Oh, make sure you guys grab you something to, nope, he's not on yet. Make sure you guys grab you something to drink. I'm drinking me some nice old H2O. And my office is hot because I had to turn off the cooling system in my office so I can hear on the show tonight. If you guys have some good ideas that I can do to kind of keep myself cool during that 1 hour on Sundays, let me know, because I'll be dying in here, but I don't want to have too much, you know, interference while we are on the air. So with that being said, I'm just going to dive on in. Today's topic is the strength of a woman. Dang. I don't even know where to begin. I'm just going to keep it real, but I'm just going to go out there. Oh, real quick, guys, if you want to chime in, you have something to say, hit your number one on your keypad. That's going to notify me that you want to, you know, join the conversation or whatever. I'm not just going to think you guys want to join the show. So with that being said, please, if you have, you know, any good comments or any good dialogue or feedback on our topic for today, just hit your number one and I will bring you in and we can go from there. So with that being said, today's topic is strength of a woman. The strength of a woman can come from many, many things. When we think of a woman, of course, we think of nurturing. We think of protective. We think of leader, you know what I'm saying? So a woman has many, many, many traits. And I also want to say is because I did get a comment that we should do a show on the strength of a man. We definitely going to do that because I don't want anyone thinking that Queen is a feminist, because this was actually my, Dano Giroux, this was actually my scheduled co-host topic. So I was very interested in seeing what he had to say. But, Jerome, if you're ready, let me know, and I'll go ahead and bring you. Ooh, cat scared me. And I'll go ahead and bring you in. So let me know once you're ready, because I know you got the babies today. So, yeah. Strength of a woman. Everyone that's chimed in pretty much right now know what the strength of a woman is. So, I mean, what a woman is. So I'm not going to, you know, get all into detail when it comes to that. I'm about to bring you in, John. We want to just kind of talk about the characteristics, what make a woman strong. And we also would like to talk about the weaknesses too, because, you know, there's always a flip side with both the male and the female, but today's show, like I say, is primarily about the strength of a woman. So it'll be very interesting to speak on the weaknesses as well. Welcome to the show, Jerome. How are you?
All right, yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just letting our listeners know. So we're good. I just did a sound check, so everyone hear me loud and clear. I kind of, you know, the countdown before the show starts, it went off without a hitch. So we all good. So whatever error I had for the last couple of weeks, it looks like they fixed it. So I did explain to them that the previous scheduled co-host wasn't able to, you know, support the show today, which I understand things come up. So, you know, it is what it is. But I did let them know that I'd reached out to you and you said the show must go on. And you was here to support. So I thank you for that, Jerome. And with that being said, I really want you to lead this one.
Okay.
Get your thoughts out there, and then I'll just piggyback off of you. And then we can see, you know, if we have any folks that want to chime in. I did make a strict, well, I won't say strict rule, but I did let them know the show has to end at 8, because it has to end at 8 for me, for real, because I'm working on something at home, and I need to finish it before I lay down. So 8 o'clock it is. I'll let everybody know. So get that comment. Yeah, everything in by 8. Willfully, I don't like cutting anyone's wisdom, for sure, and I would like the show to go on, but my schedule, I really need to kind of keep this to an hour for, you know, tonight. So I got that out the way. So with that being said, the topic today, Jerome, is the strength of a woman.
No,
what's your
for
thoughts?
Real, like,
mm-hmm.
So the strength of a woman is phenomenal, because when a woman is in a good space within herself, she's
mm-hmm.
able to bring so many different components, not only to her partner, but her children, but also her community. because she's, you know, the woman, she's so creative, right? Like, she gonna put some shit together. Like, we could take for an example, like, single mothers for an example, right? That the woman's strength is so brilliant that no matter what's going on in life, that single mother makes it happen, being creative and resourceful to make sure her baby's got. But another thing, too, like, that I love about the woman, particularly the black woman, no disrespect to nobody else, but she turn around and she just, when she's, like, in her space and, like, she's healed and she's not, like, dealing with different, like, hurts that she's still working through, past experiences, she's unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? She's assertive. She knows. As a man, once we give a woman something, she for sure multiplied. She's able to be assertive, intuitive, you know, the emotional intelligence aspect, but most importantly, collaborative. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I say most importantly collaborative, because that black woman, like, hey, what you want me to do? Like, oh, yeah, like, she gonna, if a man got a vision, she gonna be your assistant, 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
is in a good space where he's able to lead, and a woman in a good space where she's healed and she's in her feminine space and understanding his role as well as her role, and they're not overstepping each other boundaries. Yo. Unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? But like,
absolutely.
One of the things too, like, I had a theory, you know, I played around with for years. And I still somewhat believe it true, to an extent. Like, what if God was a woman, right? And the reason I say, like, what if God was a woman, because I don't care what a man thinks when it comes to whatever holy book you come from or whatever way of culture that you come from, a woman turn around, like, everything comes from her. Life comes from her. Shit, every disaster is named after a woman. You know what I'm saying? And when you talk about water and you talk about the earth being Mother Earth, nature being Mother Nature, it's like, yo, you're speaking too much to a feminine principle. And I know, like, a lot of holy books was written, they was created to downplay the role of a woman as well as the position of a woman. You know, so I definitely sometimes be like, damn, what if God was a woman? You know what I'm saying? Because society is not going to get back real quick. So the cartoon Moana, right? Anybody seen the cartoon Moana? You ever saw that one?
Moana? No, I have not. I don't watch cartoons. I like Happy Feet, but I don't watch cartoons. But I'm familiar with the cartoons.
No, so Moana is a Disney movie, right? Mm-hmm, and the beauty of the show Moana is like the earth was dying, right? And when you think about the earth dying, yeah, we can always tie shit to the symbolism to life, right? So the earth dying, women is dying internally with the shit that they got to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? So everything is symbolic and tie into each other. But I noticed in that movie Moana, the world didn't start healing and getting back how it's supposed to be until we start back nurturing it. Just like we have to start back nurturing the woman, you know, because she has so much to offer when she's poured into. So, like, I got this philosophy. It's hard for me to mess with a woman outside my race. And the reason why, because whenever I'm going through something in my life, there's always a black woman there, whether it be a friend, an auntie, a cousin, a mother, sister, a black woman, something to help me in my down when I'm going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's important to acknowledge that. And it speaks to her role, because even when men going through shit, that woman comes and she nurtures back into our whole. You know what I'm saying? And it's important for us to acknowledge that. You know what I'm saying? And y'all for sure, like, y'all empathy. Like, y'all be like, damn, like, all right, I know the black man is acting like this in society, but shit, like, I still want to figure out how I can help him. And y'all do it.
Right.
Absolutely. Not only collectively, but individually. And I just want to, mm-hmm. you know, acknowledge that, but also say, for us as black men, we got to do better with pouring into that. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, black woman should play her part. However, you know, it's pros and cons to everything too, right? Because if,
right.
if you know, got a bitter woman, and she don't feel she's holistic from past traumas, she may have to deal with in relationships, whether it's abuse, sexual abuse, trauma, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. Shit, a lot of them become bitter and vindictive, you know, and that can have negative effects when it comes to men interacting with their kids, seeing their kids, shit, even approaching them, saying, how you doing? You know, like, a woman would be like, don't say shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, poorly though, that black woman, she definitely makes shit happen.
Absolutely. So
I definitely commend, you know, the woman for that, for sure.
Absolutely. We definitely appreciate that. You know, I was listening to you while you were speaking, and I actually had a conversation with someone earlier, and we was talking about how everything that you said, definitely, like, how we become stronger through our hardships in life. You know what I'm saying? But when you think about it, I would say, of course, not being racial or anything like that, but I definitely relate to the black woman because, of course, I'm a black woman, right? So I can easily say that's how we do it, you know, but it takes us to go through so many things before we can become the strong person. You know what I'm saying? Like, naturally, I don't, and this is just me speaking from personal experience. Naturally, yes, we're a type of strong, but we're not the strong. Like me, I'm definitely a strong woman, strong black woman, strong woman, or however you want to put it. That's me. But I know that I had to go through so much bull crap to get this freaking strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, even thinking about when I was going through all those hardships and the abuse and the bad relationships and all that other crap, to me, I felt like I was incredibly weak. Like, I don't think you were on yet. I did say I want to speak about the weak side of the black woman as well, or the woman. Because, you know, it's not all about the strong. We need to talk about the weak. But I know, and I have no problem with saying that I was very weak because I was allowing these things to happen. But at the same time, I do understand that these were experiences that I need to go through. And at the same time, I know that I didn't know everything, you know, and it's crazy how you have to go through it in order to learn it. Well, of course, I know that's natural, but when it comes to us being that strong woman, we have to go through so much in order to get to that point. Why do you think that is? Just from your male point of view, why do you think that? Is it nature, or is it just a woman thing, or is it just what we're supposed to do?
I think it's life. And I think a lot of times we all can complain about life, but life is what helps and shapes us into who we are. And the reality of the matter is, shit, life gonna be life, and we gotta do what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Because life ain't fair. Life ain't fair to nobody. And the moment we realize that everybody gotta take their L, you know what I'm saying? We gonna be cool and stop complaining, right? And being victims of our own circumstances, because a lot of shit we do would be self-inflicted, right?
Yeah.
Like, just being real, like, some shit that some women go through be self-inflicted, you know, whether it's through ignorance, whether it's through lack of during the upbringing, or shit, just, let me just test this shit out, see what it's about, and right. turn around and get fucked with the process. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think if we all just slow down, right, not be in a rush, because women, y'all tend to be, you know, depending on where you're from, some women faster than others. And I'm not talking about in that way. I'm talking about just like in a hustle sense and like a thinking sense, like, a, you know, some women faster than others. But at the same time, it's like if we just took the time out, if women just took the time out to be a little patient with herself, right? And I look at, perfect, this just came to me. So I get an email today, right? This shit tied right in. I get an email today. This is a guy named Antoine Steele on Instagram, right? So he sent this email out, and he was talking about by the year 2030, over half of women between the ages of 25 and 44 will be single and childless for the rest of their lives. And I thought that that was interesting, right? But it made me also think of how did they come up with this? Like, what's the variables? So when I really analyze the variables that makes up this, right? The men out here, for real. Sometimes women can be stubborn in their attitudes through shit that they've been through. But at the same time, and some of them, some shit that women deal with can be justified. However, we looking to grow. And like I say, no disrespect to no other culture, but I speak particularly from a black perspective because that's my walk of life and my a lot of women, like, we already see that we dying at a rapid pace. Kids is dying. The black man is dying. Shit, women is dying too. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's medical reasons or shit, they become victims of gun violence. You know what I'm saying?
But like,
but with numbers like this, from the age of 25 to 40, by the age of 20, 30, what's that? That's in 6 years, six, 7 years. This year almost over with. Half of women, you feel me? So it's like, let's pause, black woman. Yeah, we know we did some damage to y'all. And like, I can't speak for all black men, but I am in this moment. We apologize because, shit, we was ignorant in a sense too. And we had some growth we had to do, but at the rate we going, shit, we at the point of no return. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to be the motherfucking party. Because if we stop motherfucking producing, and if they saying 25 to 44, that's a big age gap.
That sure you know is.
And to say those women that's going to be single and childless for the rest of their lives, goddamn. You feel me? So it's like, less black woman, yes, I understand that you're strong. You do a lot. You carry a lot. And I realized also, too, during that, remember when I was sharing the Willie Lynch with you, right? And, and the man in front of the woman, right, had one leg tied to the horse and the other leg tied to the horse to the other one and had the horses going in both ways, the energy shift, the role shift in that moment. Because now she'd do anything to protect her life instead of him doing anything to protect her life.
And
now, fast forward now, same thing. Mother do anything to save her child's life. Shit, they do anything to keep a man sometimes. You feel me? And if he ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? But like, I appreciate, like I say, the strength of a black woman, but also, like, let's just work on healing each other and shit. We need to be producing because, shit, if our baby's down like this, shit, then what we going to do?
I know. That's a great question. I think, and, of course, coming from personal experience, like, when you have, I won't say majority of the women are thinking like me, but I would say there's a huge number that kind of do think and feel like I do. Like you say, we need to kind of like get over that without being so rude, but not saying you were being rude, but get over it and let's do it right. But it's hard to do that, like, especially when you have those who still don't understand how to deal with the traumas, all types of traumas when it comes to the male species. And it's not to blame the male species on what a lot of, you know, us women are going through and what prevents us from becoming that strong woman. You know what I'm saying? But I think we all have our personal experiences, of course, and of course, like you say, it's life, but I don't think there's a blueprint when it comes to laying it all out for the woman, especially our younger woman coming up. You know what I'm saying? Because they're seeing so many different things. You know what I'm saying? You got the and I'm not tripping, but you got the same sex couples raising this child. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, what they've seen their parents go through. It's just so many challenges when it comes to what the younger women or the younger females are growing up to become. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to, in other words, it's hard to really lead by examples when they have these other influences. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, you did speak about, because I did want to definitely make sure we speak about the weaknesses. So you were saying that we allow certain things to happen, but I think me personally, we allow certain things to happen because we really don't know any different at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like 20 years ago, me is definitely a different person who I am right now, and that's because back then I didn't know. And of course, you have to go through these life experiences to get to the point where you are whoever you are, whether it's male or female, but it's a challenge for us as women to become this certain woman when there's so many other influences going on. And I think that's just what our biggest issue is right now, you know, whether that can be a weakness too. You know what I'm saying? We're too focused on trying to heal these traumas or not even deal with them, like trying to put other things in place for, you know what I'm saying, those traumas when you really need to correct that or try to get some help about that or talk to somebody. Shoot, you know, I was having a conversation with the same person earlier. Don't want to just put them under like that. But I was telling them how, and I don't mind being transparent on my platform, but I went through some things. Like, I had a few psychiatrists I was talking to. I was on meds and all of that. But I let them know that they didn't even know I was going through all that. And that's so crazy. But I'm not on no meds, and I don't see any psychiatrists. And I won't say I'm completely okay, because I still grieve certain things. Like, I still grieve my dog. I still grieve my dog, and I have not had my dog in almost 4 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's different things. Yeah, that's not a relationship with a human, but it's still a relationship, you know, and I had a certain connection with that dog. You know what I'm saying? So I still really have a problem with my dog, man, like, seriously. But let me move over from that, because that's just so crazy how I'm still tripping about my dog. But you was about to say something.
No, I was just gonna say, and that's just one of many things that you dealing with from your. You hear me?
Right, I can hear you.
Yeah, so it's like, yes, we definitely don't have no blueprint to how we can we can solve this shit. But guess what? Somebody need to be creating one, because I'm gonna tell you this: we follow every trend. Every fucking challenge on Instagram, every trend. We jump the feminist movement so motherfucking fast when it was dropped. Like, we turn around, like,
right.
Culture just be jumping on shit. Like, oh, like, they on the ratchet shit now. Y'all jump right on.
Right.
It. You feel me?
Right.
Y'all.
Right.
Oh, let me try it. You feel me? So it's like, damn. At what point, like I get it. Like, we all dealing with some type of identity crisis, but shit got, when shit gonna change? Feel me? Like, and we make up so many excuses. And yes, I'm just saying excuses, because I'm telling you, any other thing that needs to be done, a motherfucker gonna make sure that it's done. I remember
that's so interesting. Yeah.
Dick Gregory say, right? Like, what the fuck is try? You don't try to sit down. You just do it. Like, we sit up and say, I'm going to try. I remember, like, you know, Islam brothers would be like, man, you going to come down to the mosque? Brother be like, man, inshallah, you know what I'm saying? That just means God willing, right? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm
going to
be there. Oh, man, not God willing you're going to be there. You feel me? It's like... Like the things we say to not just do things. You feel me? Like, and for real, if we all went to our phone right now, right, and we looked at the time we spent on our phone a week, I guarantee you it let us know we choose to give our time to what we want to give it to. I don't give, myself included. Yeah, like we turn around, give our time and what we want to give it to. So, black women, y'all get that time to that bullshit just as well as y'all need to give it to that righteous shit. Cause y'all say fucking nigga in a heartbeat, but then y'all ain't gonna be like, what? Cause I remember my niece told me this. She 20. She say, Uncle, you know what I was thinking? I'm like, what? She said, a woman mouth can tear down her house. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you're right. This is a 20-year-old. You feel me? And, like the shit y'all say, you feel me? Like, and it makes sense for real. Like, glad this just came to me. A lot of times women don't want a man that's trying to figure it out. They want a man put together. But check this out. If y'all get a man that's put together already and I'm already established, guess what? I don't fucking need you. So... just as well as you get to talk in this shit, you can go on about your business. Because guess what?
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and go pay for another you. Real is real. You feel me? Versus if a woman messing with a dude that's getting it together, right? He ain't got to try to impress you. Because you know he getting it together. And as he is getting together, he want to do stuff for you because you was there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women, y'all say some crazy shit. Like, dudes be trying and making an effort, and y'all got the nerve to try to put him down based off society standards or something y'all seen on Instagram, or y'all see some of y'all friends living a certain social life at a certain social status, and y'all just be saying certain shit. But, like, go ahead.
So let me just say something real quick. I think a lot of that just be hurt people hurt people. I've never personally did that, I don't think. I got to think for a minute to see if I ever kind of just bash a dude just because. But, yeah, hurt people definitely hurt people. And I know that's where a lot of that comes from. And I've asked a question, and I'll definitely ask a question on this platform before, like, the women do talk about what they want in a relationship when it comes to, you know, receiving from that man. But are you ready to give the same thing? Because you want all this, are you together? I definitely agree with that. Me and sis and had so many conversations about that. It's crazy. But women, and I could say the same for men when they, once we get on that topic, but women do that. They want this model of a man, not saying, you know, the 6 foot whatever type of model, but they have this idea of what they want in a man, but at the same time they're not ready to receive that or even give that man what he want. I definitely 100% agree with that one. I just
and I'm glad you said that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're acknowledging it. You know, I just felt like, or like, it's men like myself, you can't, like, and it may sound, because, you know, women act like men don't have feelings, too. Like, we fucking people,
right.
We be surprised to see friends I got, and I call, and I vent, and sometimes I didn't even motherfucking cry to some of my brothers. Like, damn, just because the space I'm in, you feel me, at that particular time and how, like, dealing with a woman, she just said some crazy shit. And I guarantee you can go get a million men. Woman has said something crazy. And I guarantee they're not going backwards. Like, they probably not even going to fuck with a female if they not together, because they not going to allow a female to fix her lips to say shit to them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
for real, like, it shouldn't be like that, but shit, it's like, it's a woman that never be able to fix her lips and call a motherfucker broke or say you ain't got this or say you ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
When you're trying to make shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
Right.
Some of y'all need to shut the fuck up sometime.
Right, but see, now you so funny. Now you cool, and I get that. But, you know, that's that whole two column, the strength and the weakness of a woman. You know, what's her strength and what's her weaknesses? Because we definitely do have some weaknesses. We definitely do. Have some weaknesses, and it's so crazy because it's not many. When you think about the characteristics of the strengths and the weaknesses, it's pretty much probably 3 and 3 even across the board. You know what I'm saying? So everything you're saying is 100%. I ain't even here to say no, Jerome. You're wrong because you're totally right. But let me see. I want to open up the lines and see if anybody want to chime in. Great topic, great dialogue, as always, Jerome. I definitely appreciate you. If you guys want to chime in, hit your number one on the phone, on your phone, rather. Hit your number one. I can bring you in. Or if you want to text me, you can text a question or feedback or blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, join the conversation. Let's see what you got to say. We got both male and female. We got a nice little audience out here, Jerome. 678, I see you out there. Thank you. 678, are you Atlanta or are you Alabama? I don't know. I think you Atlanta. Are you Atlanta? I don't know where I get Alabama from. Text me real quick, but definitely got Cleveland out there supporting us as always, so we appreciate that. But, yeah, anybody want to join the conversation? See what you okay, Atlanta. Okay, you wanna chime in? I can bring you in. I don't want to just assume you want to bring it. But you got some great conversation, too. So let me know if you want to give us some feedback. We're talking about the strength of a woman. What's your thoughts coming from a very strong black man? Sis, you out there, too. Let me see. If you want to chime in real quick. All right, so we'll give them a minute. So, yeah, that's where we are. I like that. I like that. Appreciate that, Jerome. Yeah, you always got some great feedback. But you say we need to shut the F up, huh?
No, for real, though.
why we need to shut the
look,
F up, though?
So, look, perfect example. Yesterday, my niece had caught a flat, right? And
right.
Most of the tire spots is closed. So
right.
Me and my sister have pulled up on her. And my sister, like, it was a guy standing there. I'd already been Googling stuff and crawling around to see where the tire spot's at. So my sister
right.
Take it upon her. She's like, I'm about to ask this dude. I said, he can't tell you nothing that I already told you.
Right.
She's like, but I'm taking conversation. I say, for what? She's like, because you don't know what he may know. I say, listen, if I just Googled the spots, called different spots, he got the same access to stuff as I do. You feel me?
Right, right.
What are you about to tell you? I say, that's the problem. You feel me? Y'all tend to not want to listen and think y'all can get, because that's a sign of disrespect, too. If we're in a relationship and I give you some mm-hmm. advice, right, and you turn
mm-hmm.
around, don't want to adhere to what it is that I'm suggesting to you or even trying to implement, and you dub
mm-hmm.
back around and tell me such and such has said this, a whole nother dude. No, that's disrespect, because you don't respect my leadership, but you respect theirs over there because you came and told me the exact same shit that they told you. I'm cool.
Interesting.
You feel me?
Right.
But it's listed like that because women need love, men need respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you show me you love me by respecting me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think with that, though, I think with your niece, though, I think she's probably the type who wants to.
No, this is my sister.
That's
her mother did this.
Your sister. You said, okay, so that was your niece. You said your sister did it. What did your sister do?
My sister said something to the dude. like my sister, the one who said, because my niece already know I'm resourceful. So to say something to the dude, and I'm telling my sister, I say, "E, I see why you ain't got no man."
Okay, I got you.
I say because you lack the ability to follow leadership. You know what I'm saying? And that be the thing. And I get it. A lot of men don't know where they're going in life, but it's some that do. And when you see a man that do and he have a sense of direction and know where he's going,
I get
that. He's to that council.
I get that. I kind of get that. Well, I actually get that. I do understand what you're saying when it comes to that. But with your sister is – how old is your sister?
She turned 44 today.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday to your sister. So that's probably her as a – experienced woman. I'm gonna say that. What I mean by experience, she didn't been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you may have the answers. Yeah, she probably know you have the answers. But let me just check over here too. It's probably just her personality trait opposed to her just being not willing to be that type of woman. You know what I'm saying? Am I making sense? I think I am.
No, for sure. You made it, sis. So guess what? We ain't making no excuses for nobody. You hear me? Because we already been on this earth long enough. We know what we need to do and what we don't need to do. You feel me? And I think a lot of times we don't want to put in the work nor be accountable for what it is we need to correct.
We all need work, though. We all need, even me, I would never say I got it 100% together. People think I do, but I really don't, because it's like today, when I called you, you already knew what I was about to say, but didn't say, and you know what I'm saying? So I'm still, we all are a work in progress, with air quotes, you know what I'm saying? So she might be, still need to learn some things. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of us do. Yeah, a lot of us do, male or female. We just need to, I don't know, get it together. On a certain level. No. On a certain level, yeah.
For sure. I agree.
Oh, my goodness. Shut the F up.
No, that was funny.
And
just one last thing. Look, you know how...
No, you cool.
You know how women be like, man, like, they so deceitful. They be lying. They be cheating. And they be this, they be that, right?
Yeah,
but shit,
yeah.
A lot of times, shit, when we meet you a lie. Like, when we meet women, they a lie. Like, you show up with all this this paint on your face, right? Giving an impression. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even your real hair neither. And no disrespect, people, you know, do hair according to how they want their hair. But I'm just saying, like, the deception. Because women walk into a situation deceiving. So, like, you presented yourself with this paint on your face. And then, like, we kicking it and we vibing. And then when I finally see you, it's like, yo, what is going on here? Like, that ain't... Like, you misled me. You feel me? Like, you had me thinking you a certain way. And that ain't who you are. I'm just saying, like.
Wait. So, you are so funny, Jerome. So, you're saying that the woman, if she meets you with makeup on, she's more deceiving than wanting to impress you? You know what I'm saying? Or look nice for you?
So it's one thing to look nice, but it's another thing to have this paint on your face. Like, this is who you are when that's not really you, is the point that I'm making. Like, that ain't, that's not you. That's some shit you done put on your face to enhance yourself. You know what I'm saying? But then you still got to show the real you, and it's not who you presented when I first met you. So when I met you, it was a lie. So you walk. Yeah, it's for real. And, like, a lot of women may not think of it like that, but that's deception at its finest. Oh, this ain't your ass? What? And, look, I know people probably like, oh, he out of line. But no, though, like, oh, this ain't you? Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Like, but, like, when men present ourselves, yeah, we how we is. All right, we may cap a little bit.
Sure.
This may be my nigga car. You feel me? Like, I done seen niggas do it before. You feel me? But I'm just saying. Women ain't no more accepted to men, huh?
That's pretty interesting that you put that out, that you made that analogy like that, because I wouldn't have thought of that as being deceitful. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's so many women out here wearing hair and makeup and body enhancements and things like that. But I don't think, I'm going to say, I wouldn't have thought that that would be like a guy's first impression of her as being deceitful by coming that way, you know. That's just me. That's all. But that's pretty interesting that you put it out there like that. I got Sis on the line. Sis, what it do, Ski? What it do, Ski? Hey, Sis.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, dear. Well,
said,
all right.
Hey, so, you know the topic, Sis? You know the topic, right?
Yeah, the strength of a woman. I'm not going to say that a woman is lying when she got on the makeup, she got on the hair. This is who she is. This is how she is presenting herself. So you see it just like I see it when I put it on, whether it's hair, whether it's makeup. You see it. It's something that attracted you to it because you said something or you look at it or whatever. This may be who I am. You know what I'm saying? I may like the hair. I may like the makeup. I may like all of the things that I put on. But it's something you like about it, too, because as a man, you look. You said something. So I'm not going to say a woman is being deceitful because this is what she put on. This may be the fashion that she likes. I could say the same thing about a man. He come in there, he all dressed up or whatever it is he has on, and I could be like, oh, okay, he nice looking. These clothes look nice on him, but it may not be those clothes that make that man who he is. That may be the only outfit that he has that about something. So he done put it on that day. So I'm not going to say this man ain't worth shit because this the only outfit that he has. I don't know. All I can see is what you're putting out there, you know. So, okay, but I don't know based upon what you have on if you have leadership skills. I don't know that. I don't know that. That's going to take some time. I don't know that until I really get to know you, if that makes sense. I don't know what it is that you have to offer until you present those things to me. Just because you're a male don't mean you know how to lead. Just because I'm a female don't mean I know how to lead. First of all, a woman ain't meant to lead a situation. She may be put in a situation to have no choice, but to make the best out of it and lead however way she sees fit because she's been placed in that position. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to knock either way, but neither one of us know until we in that situation and actually present it to have to lead or to be able to follow a man because ain't nobody going to follow somebody directly to hell. It's just that simple to me. You know, it takes some time. Now what are we supposed to do? And I can understand what you were saying. I heard when you mentioned earlier that in a few years, women are going to be having, you know, babies and stuff like that. You see that when you look at the brat. Here she go, 50 years old or 49 or however old she is, but she just having a baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to look at the situation for what it's worth. Here you go. Here is a woman that's 50 years old that just had a baby a month or 2 months or however old her baby is ago, her and her wife. But that's a situation that is not, well, I guess it would be how things are going in 2023. That ain't normal. It's not the way God intended things to be, but that's her reality. You know what I'm saying? That's her reality, that she met this woman and they decided to go through in vitro, and she just came out with a month ago that the sperm donor that they use is a white male, because that's all that was there. I mean, you know, hey, in my mind, none of that right. But who am I to judge? It may not be right for me. It may be right for them. You know what I'm saying? So I think the strength of a woman, as far as African-American women, we have no choice but to take whatever the cards that we were dealt and play them. Play that hand. Sometimes, you know, you got women out here raising children. I'm pretty sure 95% of them would like a man to be in the house to lead the household. But when you don't have a choice, you do whatever you have to do in order to get it done by any means necessary. And that's the strength of a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
That reads. That's solid, though. I respect that. And I agree with you 100%. Definitely, because don't nobody know what nobody dealing with. An example you had used of the brat, you know what I'm saying, that she used, that, you know, hey, don't nobody know what a woman got to do. You feel me? Like, just to make something happen. You know what I'm saying? Those are all valid points. I definitely agree with you, but I also think a lot of times when we having these conversations, right, I'm going to speak for myself first. It's always easy for us to say something about the opposite, right? With a woman not doing this, not doing this, right? But I think the harder thing is to do when we have these conversations is to have a type of solution to the equation.
Right.
Play the blame all day. And yes, men, I say it all the time. My personal opinion, a lot of the problems exist in the community because of the black man and lack of leadership skills. You know what I'm saying? And the man leaving the woman and having millions of women out here raising kids by themselves, right? I blame that on the black man. But I also say to myself, us knowing that these problems exist, how can we, because we could talk about this shit all day, how can we turn around and be effective and making something happen? You know what I'm saying? What type of solutions are we able to come up with? You know, because if we're not coming up with solutions, men or women, we just as much as part of the problem as anybody else. So in the middle of us having this conversation, what's some things that people think that we can do to bring solution and resolve to the problem? I got some things in mind for sure. But, you know, I'm interested to see, like, you know, what do you all think?
Sis, you want to give a couple ideas and I give a couple ideas?
I think as far as, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. I think part of the solution is when we as women decide that we're going to have children regardless of whatever the circumstances look like, you got to make sure that the person you decide to have children with, that there's something there. There's a connection there. There's more that you're looking at more than just right now, because if you have children with this man, this is the rest of your life thing. You know, is this the person that you want to be able to head your household, raise your family, instead of just, I want him versus Tanisha down the street having him. This is a way for me to get him. A baby ain't no trap. And that's one thing that we need to realize. A baby don't keep no man. I mean, in all actuality, that's the quickest way to make a man leave if he ain't ready for no family. You know? So this is a conversation that needs to be had prior to you even laying down having sex with somebody. You know, and these conversations not being had no more.
I think we can always say that, like, had part of self, sis. I just want to get this in because y'all know we got to end at 8. But I think with that, having these conversations that need to be had is, like, never going to happen, basically. You know what I'm saying? You being the person that you are, yes, you want to have these conversations with the whoever you decide to have children with, build a family with it, or whatever the case may be. A lot of us don't know to do that, or don't even know how to just say, okay, let me look a little bit more in my future to see what I really want to do. A lot of us are just undecided, uneducated, and do not have a clue when it comes to connecting with the male species. And that's why I think we have so many of them connecting with the female species. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real. You know, they're just giving up on the male species, period, whether it's black, white, Chinese, Asian, or whatever, you know. So to answer Jerome's question, what we can do to make a change is the same conversations we have about the violence, our youth, and the black men and things like that. It's not enough of us to come together collectively to make a change. Like, everyone is so on their own. Everyone just wants to be independent, you know. So we can talk about it all day long, but it's a challenge to get us to come together, period, in any situation, including this. And that's why there's never been a change. That's why we still have these girls coming to maternity shoots by themselves, and then they're turning around coming to another maternity shoot by themselves, and at the clinic by themselves. They're still having babies by these dudes that's still doing the same thing that they was doing shit when my children was born in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a never ending with that, Jerome, to answer your question. So I have no idea what it's going to take for things to change for the black family. So what's idea? We got to go ahead.
I hear both of y'all. And I know we got 3 minutes, right. So I'm going to wrap this up real quick. So.
Okay.
We are able to come with solutions, because just like we on this call and everybody tuning in from different locations, it shows the willingness of people willing to come together for a particular cause,
right.
And a particular subject matter to even converse about the things that we deal with.
Right.
I would say this, right here on 185th, 814, on Saturdays I teach chess, and then this Saturday coming up, I'm actually having an event that I'm doing, right? A violence prevention event. But in this space, what we're going to do, we're going to restore our value. That's how we come up. That's how we going to change the trajectory of things. Restore the value to the black woman. Restore the value to the black man. Because in the process of doing that, we able to really bring about some change, even if it's a slow process. And I believe 100%, if we sit up here and we build week by week, one day out the week, we meet up just like we will for a church sermon. You know what I'm saying? We meet up just like we will for a church sermon, and we make it happen. Just same way we can go to the church, same way we can go to the mosque, the same way we can pull up and come up with solutions to make change for our lives as well as our people. So that's my solution to it. And I'm open to people even pulling up to the space and having conversations about whatever it is that they got in mind. So I'm to the point where I have excuses. The only excuse that we're going to make is the ones we give ourselves. So, yes, we can change. We just have to be the pillars of it.
That's what's up. Okay. Hey, I like that. That's a great ending to the show. So, was that an invite for the Saturday? Okay,
yes.
Y'all heard it here. Y'all heard it here on Enigmatic Wave Radio. What's up? What's up with that, Jerome? They heard it here first.
They heard it here first, and you know I ain't even been talking about it like that.
Yeah, I know. That's what's up. That's what's up. So you guys, you know, want more details, hit Jerome up, or hit me up and I can hit Jerome up. And we can make that happen. But it was a very great show. I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. Sis, thank you as always. Jerome, thank you for coming to my rescue and letting me know that I can still do this, prepared or not. So I definitely appreciate you stepping in and doing your thing as always. Atlanta, thank you for hanging in there. Willfully, we can probably get you on next time to speak your wisdom, but I thank you for supporting the show. I got my sis online. She listening in online. So that's an option, too. You guys want to listen online if you're not able to, you know, dial in on the number. So thank you, sis, for my other sis. Everybody, sis. Well, actually, I don't have that many sis, but we got a couple sis. So with that being said, thank you very much for tuning in on this Sunday evening. I greatly appreciate everyone's support. I will. You guys have a great rest of your Sunday. Jerome, when you get done, I want to ask you something real quick, so call me back. And with that being said, peace.
What are you gonna lose? What is the plan?